Hill to permit an artillery battery of the 12th Marine Artillery Regiment to be helicopter lifted onto the hilltop and set up their guns and act as a forward fire support base supporting friendly units that would be operating in the area. This book is about Fire Support Base Argonne, one of those lesser but just as intense, no-name or unpublicized battles that took place during the Vietnam War. The word Argonne was an unfamiliar word to most young Marines. A few remembered the name from World War I history, but to most an unfamiliar word that became very popular and familiar as the operation unfolded. Ask anyone who took part and they will tell you how fiercely contested the battle was that lasted over 2 weeks. The landing zone and immediate area of the landing zone, even after heavy artillery preparation prior to the landing, was populated with heavily entrenched, well-camouflaged, well-fortified positions by North Vietnamese Army soldiers. The chapters in this book are written by individual Marines who took part in or supported the operation and landing of what eventually became known as Landing Zone Sitting Duck. Each participant will tell you they are lucky to be alive, whether in the air or once on the ground. They are only lucky to have survived because of their fellow Marines, working as a team, supported by the best supporting arms, with particular credit to artillery, mortar, and fixed-wing support that was brought to bear on the North Vietnamese Army soldiers. Each chapter will provide a narrative and view from a participant's vantage point. As anyone who has been in combat knows, it can be an intense, terrifying, brutal, and definitely a memorable experience. If it were not for good planning, leadership, small unit teamwork, training, good weapons, equipment, logistics, supporting arms, individual bravery, and the will to survive, one does not have a fighting chance. It seems all of these were in play during the battle for Argonne, thanks to the brave and persistent Marines who prevailed during a very trying time. This book is to honor all of those who took part in Operation Argonne, especially to those who gave their all. Herbert E. Pierpan, Colonel, USMC, retired. Navy Cross, 20th March, 1969. Preface. The summer of 1985, I was 9 years old. My family decided to take a summer vacation to the Washington, D.C. area in our new Oldsmobile Delta 88. Oh, the days of large cars that, when scrapped, could produce the steel for 10 Honda Accords. It was a hot summer, and the dense crowds attended the newly created Vietnam War Memorial, though the conflict in Vietnam was not yet a subject most would care to discuss willingly. I recall my mother approaching a park ranger, asking for locations of the names of the fallen from my area, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Panel 28 West, Line 13. My mother raised her camera to photograph the name etched there in the shining black granite, David Emanuel Ovist. I wondered about the name at the time, unaware of how this young man would come to shape my future research. As the years went on, the conflict in Vietnam began to enter the mainstream. Full Metal Jacket, Platoon, Apocalypse Now, Hamburger Hill, Good Morning Vietnam. Hollywood began to address the issue as time passed and wounds slowly began to heal. As a kid, the normal pastimes of youth in rural America, hunting, Little League baseball, swimming, and summer hockey, failed to hold my attention. I grew older and technology evolved. I found at my fingertips new research tools, and through diligence I found a website listing the names of the 58,220 Americans who gave their lives for their country in Vietnam. From there I was able to track down David's old unit, G Battery, 3rd Battalion, 12th Marines, 3rd Marine Division. Using this information, I was able to locate the names and contact information of David's comrades in arms. This information renewed my desire to learn more. Without hesitation, I reached out to the people I had found, hoping that someone would return my message and help me learn more about David, his time in country, and ultimately how he met his end in a place known to history as Fire Support Base Argonne. Among the early contacts were David's fellow Marines, Larry Deason, John Dunlap, and Carl Deegan. To my surprise, all three returned my emails, and remarkably, all recalled each other from their time in country nearly half a century prior, as well as strikingly recalling David. Mr. Deason especially was grateful for my interest in his time and experience during the war, and I noted in his voice a touch of sorrow at his recollections of the subject. After the conversation with Mr. Deason, I was determined to explore the bond that drew these men together, learn of their struggles, and explore the far-flung jungles of Vietnam, the very area in which these youths, most not old enough to buy alcohol, many scarcely a year out of high school, patrolled, defended, assaulted, fought, perished, and had at their fingertips the full